When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
That's fabulous.
My Brewer t-shirt was dirty.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, you did wear that last night. No, you were in your Padres.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He has the finest collection of baseball t-shirts of all time.
Do you have any defunct teams?
No, that's next on the list when these t-shirts implode.
I have an Expo shirt that I wear every once in a while.
That's cool.
We were leaving Montreal and I had a little bit of Canadian money left and I was like, I'm going to spend this. And I found like the one t-shirt that I had enough Canadian money left to go buy.
That's perfect. My buddy's got an Expos hat, and I'm always jealous. It's such a great logo.
It is a fantastic logo.
I still have my Seattle Pilots pennant from back in the day.
Oh, that's real cool,
too. Did you get Mike Keegan to sign it for you?
No, I did not.
That was another good uniform, too.
Did not. We were chatting Cavaliers, and real clear, hey, Kenny, congratulations, you have the job. Here's the same team JB had last year with a rookie small forward who might not, you know, start. Fix it. That's it. Make it work offensively.
That's it.
Is that okay? Bill's in Parma. Hello, Bill.
Hey, guys. You know, as they say, when you buy a house or property, it's location, location, location.
Mm-hmm.
Well, this has to do Mobley, Mobley, Mobley. It drives me nuts that, and I love you guys, but you guys always are talking guard, 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 guard. And it, you just got through saying that he's not, neither one of these guys are 6'3". And in the other guys that you were talking about are all 6'7" or 6'10". And you still keep talking about it. The reason we did not get anywhere last year.
Bill, let me cut you off. You and I thank you for listening to our show a lot.
Yeah.
What have I said about Evan Mobley?
Oh, I know.
This team becomes its absolute best when he's the best player on this team.
I know.
But mission number one for Kenny Atkinson is to make the two guards work. Why? Because that's what the general manager has decided is the way that this team should be built. So that's what Kobe Altman has tasked Kenny Atkinson with.
Well, what I heard you guys say is, how are these guys going to be able to get along? I don't care how they get along. The problem is the focus has...
Bill, your phone's messing up.
That's it.
Yeah.
They have the line to Kansas City's not working.
There you go. You better?
Yeah,
oh, there it is.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they have at least 20 points.
Got you.
Bill, your phone's messing up.
Thanks,
buddy.
Man.
Sorry about
not
that.
You.
Give a call back if you can.
Time for a new battery.
Larry's in Cleveland. Hi, Larry.
What's up, Larry?
Hey, thank you for the show, man. I'd like to say, man, Cavaliers got a lot of depth. They could go a long way. And Devon Mitchell is a great leader for us because – He brings the game.
Donovan.
He need a kind of compatible player. McGarland, he disappeared on big games. He just want to score 51. We still lose. That's not winning. That's man, most of all too. Man, he need a guard brings other players in. He don't do that. I'll be throwing alley oops to the forward. Bring momentum to them so the defense, so the offense can have fire, man, and that bench can come through because there's a lot of work, man. I hope that coach, we wouldn't even go to playoffs and further. We've been there, but we can still make it. I would have kept the coach last year. Why would coach say some mess that? Well, we still, we're not the playoff team. We are. We are. We can go further as long as we got to add on. And the GM got to go ahead and spend some money, man.
They've spent money, Larry. They've spent money like crazy. And they blamed the coach from last year for not taking them as far as they want to go. Now, they did it nicely. They put out a nice press release when JB was let go and thanked him and everything else.
Yeah, thank you.
And he was scooped up pretty quickly by the Detroit Pistons when they had an opening. But they clearly decided, and I can't disagree that they needed a better approach on offense. Could JB have given them that better approach? Maybe. Had they hired an offensive-minded assistant coach to kind of run the offense, go football? offensive coordinator, but they decided to make a change. And that's okay. That's the way that game works. And hopefully Kenny Atkinson can keep the defensive philosophy that was in place and the good defensive play that JB made sure they played. And hopefully that, you know, that stays while making the offense work better. And that includes the two smaller guards. It includes Evan Mobley, and it maybe includes somebody at small forward. Although, who is that guy going to be? Pete Rose passed away yesterday, Andy.
Yep.
And when I saw that happen last night, I you know, came across the computer while I'm watching games and fantasy and everything else, and I just thought, wow, that's a shame. And his legacy in baseball will always be tarnished, and I hate that. And he did that to himself by betting on baseball when, and you're not allowed to do it now, but right. betting on baseball, and then lied about it, then admitted that he did it, and was always kind of a cast off from the game after, you know, after all that happened. And that was a shame because he shouldn't have been.
Right.
He was not a warm and fuzzy guy. And that's okay. He didn't have to be. But, man, he could flat out play. And, you know, you're looking for five tool guys. I don't know that Pete had one tool. Did Pete have a tool? He could hit. Okay. He, as a fielder, eh. Power, eh. Speed, eh. Pete was a baseball player. Mm-hmm. And he could play baseball. And so often that gets overlooked, I think, in evaluating young talent today. That guy could just play ball. And it was a shame the way that his legacy ended up going.
This has always been the original sports topic on Sports Talk Radio. Look, Pete Rose deserves to be in the Hall of Fame as a player. I don't think there's any question about it. We could probably find 25, 30 players that are in the Hall of Fame that don't belong in there before him. It's that easy as a player.
There's no question, you're correct.
You know, it's just, you know, you're talking about the all-time leader in hits, at bats, games played, singles, three World Series, 17-time All-Star. Like, there's no question he should be in the Hall of Fame as a player. And he did the one thing in sports that I think defines all athletes that aren't exactly gifted. All athletes that aren't born with the ability to do that. Pete Rose hustled his you-know-what off, and it takes zero talent to hustle. And that guy's motor was unbelievable. And I'll always respect that. I look for that in players. I when I was a kid, my dad used to say, watch this guy play. He's not the greatest player at all, but he never stops. He hustles, and I know we talk about that his nickname was Charlie Hustle, but he truly defined the word hustle. He's the kind of player that you want kids to be, to always want to play hard, and just play the game the right way. And maybe he didn't do that as a manager by placing those bets. And I have a lot of trouble with Major League Baseball because even when Pete was going through all this stuff, they never have a problem taking money from lotteries. They don't have money. Or they don't have problems taking money from casinos that have sports books in them. That Major League Baseball has no problem doing that. And they want to talk about gambling.
Didn't during times before gambling became legal.
No problem at all. I would go around. The most aggravating thing that ever happened to me, I think, while I was lucky enough, and this is not a ding moment, was there was a moment where I was in Cincinnati, and I think I've told the story before. I was talking to the truck. I was trying to get the highlights that we were doing for the post-game show, and I was in the dugout, okay? But I wasn't in the regular part of the dugout. I was in the photographer's pit. And I stood there, and I was on my cell phone, and they were telling me the plays that were coming up. And I had a police officer come up to me, and he go, hey. And I didn't even think – I didn't know who he was talking to. And he goes, get off the phone. And I still didn't know who he was talking. He goes, if you don't get off the phone, you're going to jail. And I was like, what? And I turned around. I realized he was talking to me. I go, I'm working. What? And he goes, you're not allowed to be on the phone in the dugout. And I'm like, what? Why? He goes, you know the Pete Rose rule. We were in Cincinnati while this was going on. And I looked at the, I said to Doug Johnson, who was our director, I go, I have a police officer that wants to arrest me for getting highlights. Let me get off the phone. And I got off the phone. He walked away. I was startled. And the officer was so rude. It was unbelievable. And all I could do is I sat there and I got ready to do the show was stare at the outfield wall at the casino that was on the nearby river that was sitting out there on the wall and think to myself, man, this game is full of hypocrites. The owners don't care. They take money from the lottery. They take money from casinos. And they're just as bad. If they want to be that way about Pete. Now, if Pete bet against the Reds, man, that would. I mean, we don't know, right, Jeff? We don't know if Pete bet against the Reds. And I know I've had this argument a lot of times with a lot of people. But as a player, Pete Rose deserved to be in the Hall of Fame. Deserves to this moment.
It's no
question. It's a shame that he didn't get to see it in his lifetime.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Did he bring that on himself? Not just with the betting, but the way he handled things after that. Do you think there's any way that he could have soothed things over with Major League Baseball? And because it didn't happen, like Hall of Fame weekends, Pete would be up in Cooperstown signing autographs,
trying to make money. Because as we were saying before, we were talking off mic that when you're banned from baseball, you're not getting pension money, you're not getting any of that stuff. I mean, he made the game great when he played. That Big Red Machine was something special, man. Something unbelievably special. Especially if you were sitting up here in Northern Ohio and your team wasn't very good and you're like, hey, those guys are in Ohio. We never play them. And look how good they are in Cincinnati. Wow. I would just watch them from a distance and go, man, I wish we were the Big Red Machine.
He was one heck of a baseball player. There's no question about that. And maybe the greatest, least physically gifted player of all time in Major League Baseball, because the guy was just a regular guy and hustled his way to one of the greatest careers in Major League Baseball history.
He might be one of the best lessons in all of sports when you're talking to a kid. Yeah. It takes zero talent to hustle. Zero.
And it can pay off in a big way.
Yes.
And it did for Pete Rose baseball-wise. Zach Meisel covers the Guardians for The Athletic. Zach, next, right here on Baskin and Phelps.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.